It's snowing very gently here in Davos, but it's still quite comfortable. This is the town where Klaus Schwab and his World Economic Forum take over, and I really mean take over every aspect of this town for 1 week a year. The other 51 weeks, it's a gorgeous mountain getaway. I don't know if you can see behind me a gondola. There are gondolas all over the place on the train ride in from the town we're staying in, Klosters. We saw people cross-country skiing. On the trains, they have ski racks on the trains because there's so many people skiing. I joked with our videographer, Lincoln, that they come to ski, we come to slay. A little bit of a pun there, not very funny. In fact, the place we're staying is sort of a ski chalet or cabin by someone who lives in Zurich. And he comes up here every weekend with his family, but this 1 week a year, he rents it out because there's such an enormous demand for people to stay here. It makes it difficult for independent journalists to come and cover it, which is why we have to crowdfund it. And for that, I'm really thankful to you for chipping in to cover our costs. I want to walk down the promenade slowly and talk to you about the week we've had and the things that I think we've seen and learned. This is my second visit to Davos. Our team has come a time before that, Avi Yamini and other journalists, and I think we're getting the hang of it a little bit. We applied for accreditation this year for the first time. That is, I wrote a letter to the World Economic Forum, and I said, look, we're going to be here anyways. Why don't you let us come in and frankly talk to us, even if you're just sending a spin doctor? Why don't you tell us if we got our facts wrong? Why don't you bring other information to our attention to round out our story? Our motto is telling the other side of the story, and generally that makes us critics and contrarians, but that doesn't mean we don't occasionally get it wrong, and maybe there's another side to the other side of the story. Maybe there's a third side to the story. But they didn't even reply. And I think that's part of the mindset here. It reminds me of when a citizen journalist from Japan, who told us she was inspired by our work, her name is Masako, lovely young lady, she camped outside a restaurant where Klaus Schwab was having dinner last year. She waited for hours in the cold and snow, and he came out, and she called out to him, and he responded, and she had a question for him. And you know what his first reply was? What outlet are you with? And when she said, I'm independent, he sort of, ha, a peasant. He didn't quite use that word, but that was what his body language said, and he walked away. In other words, his accountability, his responsibility to the world, his requirement to answer questions about public interest matters, in his mind, turned on the status, the class, and perhaps even the wealth of the question asker. If Masako had actually been a fancy working for CNN or the Wall Street Journal or one of the other regime journalists who pay to play. In fact, maybe that's what it was. Maybe it wasn't even that she was a peasant. Maybe it's that she didn't pay Klaus Schwab. Understand that every single company here, every single media company that's on the inside, they paid to be here. The World Economic Forum is not a charity. World Economic Forum is not a government NGO or something. It is a for-profit organization cooked up by Klaus Schwab, who sounds and looks like a supervillain. And I swear to God, it's almost too unbelievable. If it was a Hollywood movie script, people wouldn't believe it because it's so unbelievable. His father was a Nazi industrialist, a factory manager, who went to Germany to help Hitler's war effort. He went to Germany to run a factory. And Klaus Schwab himself obviously learned from his father. Klaus Schwab was affiliated with the CIA. Like, you could, if you were to write this script, a Hollywood agent would say it's too on the nose. You can't have a supervillain looking guy with a German accent who dresses sometimes like a space alien whose father was a Nazi. No one will believe you. It's just too far. That is the truth. And one of the things I tell our team at Rebel News about conspiracy theories, because there's all sorts of crazy ideas out on the net. And once in a while, a conspiracy theory turns out to be true, by the way. Jeffrey Epstein is an example of that. Harvey Weinstein is an example of that. But I say to my team, there's so many insane things just lying out there, unreported, that we don't even have to dig hard for. No need to indulge in conspiracy theories. The world is crazy enough. And that's my approach to the World Economic Forum. What this supervillain Klaus Schwab says, and what the other oligarchs he meets with say, is so outlandish and so dangerous. Simply reporting the truth is shocking enough. And I think that has been proven this last week. We've been here in Davos, Switzerland. I should just point out as we walk around here now how things are shutting down. There are some final panel discussions and final events, but you can see the streets are very empty by comparison. Some of the Potemkin Village movie sets are being stripped down and shut down. The town will revert to its normal state. Nature is healing. The skiers are taking the places of the politicians and the lobbyists and the bureaucrats. For the past week, these cars would have been ticketed and towed. Police would have swarmed them because this entire promenade, this is the downtown strip in Davos, they call it the promenade. It was completely taken over. I could see some people lingering. There's the Kurdish house. I never did get a chance to step into the Kurdish house and have a cup of tea. I would have liked to. I regard myself as a fan of the Kurds. I went to Kurdistan a few years ago. That's an unlucky country that I think is, well, it's a proto country. They want independence from Iraq and from Turkey, neither of which wants to give it to them. There are some people who come here, like the Kurds, obviously, that are trying to win international support for their causes. I'm not sure how they did. I would have liked to pop in. But enough about the physical plant and what's on the ground here in Davos. I want to refer to the work we did. Like I said at the beginning of my monologue, who's that? Look at that! The Colombian delegation is still working. They're dancing in the window. I'm so glad they're here. And I wish there were more people on the street to enjoy their Colombian dancing. I didn't have a chance to pop in to the Colombian pavilion, but they're doing a great job. And look at that energy. Look at that energy. Viva Colombia is what I got to say. That's lovely. That's absolutely lovely. Listen, there's entertainment here for sure. I don't know if you saw our video, but we bumped into Will I Am, and that name might not mean things to people over the age of 60, but he was the mastermind behind a very popular band 20 years ago called the Black Eyed Peas. Here's a little taste of the Black Eyed Peas. Fill up my cup, Mazel Tov. Look at her dancing. Just take it off. Let's paint the town. We'll shut it down. Let's burn the roof. And then we'll do it again. Let's do it. So Will.i.am is a WEF guy. And that always makes me a little nervous because I know guys like Bono of U2 are always hanging out at the World Economic Forum. And I really wonder, are they just trying to appear more thoughtful and important than they are? Or are they genuinely thoughtful people who want to fix the world? I want to show you an excerpt from when Will.i.am talked at some length with my colleague Avi Amini. I thought it was actually a pretty thoughtful conversation. I won't show you the whole thing. You can see the whole video at wefreports.com. But here's Will.i.am talking about freedom and philosophy with Avi Amini. I was impressed.
But I feel like this. I feel like the World Economic Forum is not really about love. It's more about control.
You know, I'm at Davos, and I'm looking for mentors for my students because I have a program teaching kids computer science and robotics so that when they graduate college, they can fill jobs or create jobs.
How long now, have you been doing that for?
For 12 years. Now, if you want to come mentor our kids, if you're about that, then please feel free to come help inspire our kids to be journalists. Do that. Put your heart where your mind is and your passion is.
I think that's nice, but I get fearful when I see, you know, some of the most elite people
Don't be fearful. What is your contribution to make the world better?
Yeah, my contribution is under threat because of the WEF and because of the eSafety Commission and those that want to control our speech. They tell me that what I say might be misinformation because it goes against their narrative.
So, on a platform that's not that doesn't have any types of methods to ensure what's truth from false. So you can't take that truth away. That's true.
What do you mean?
We have a system where you could put anything and everybody would believe anything. That's factual.
Yeah, but so the government, they want the government to say, to knock things off that they say is not true, whereas Elon Musk has implemented a system called community notes, which it means that the entire world puts their own response, says that is true, that is untrue because, and people voted up and voted down.
Yeah,
as opposed to the government turning around and putting their money behind fact checkers, so activists, they're activists who are hired to a small group to say, no, hold on, that's misinformation. So COVID was a great example. During COVID, when we were talking about the vaccines and whether the spread of the, whether it stopped the spread, whether it minimized the spread, anybody who questioned that narrative at first were kicked off most social media platforms at the time. Hold on, at the time, right?
That's why.
Okay, so that piece of information that we weren't allowed to discuss in open space because people like in the WEF were saying that the government should control, how's that, that's why I'm saying too, that that's under a threat. Do you think that that's okay?
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
So could you take that message in there that you think that people should have the freedom to express themselves on social media, even if the government deems it false?
Yeah. So I have the things that I'm passionate about, where I go and my viewpoint. And my viewpoint is, we did not get Web 2.0 right.
Yeah.
Social media was not executed properly. I do believe in freedom of speech and freedom of expression, and no one's account should be undone because they're doing their version of freedom of speech.
So it's not all evil supervillains like Klaus Schwab and Larry Fink. You do have fun stuff like those Colombian dancers and entertainment. I mean, listen, all these VVIPs in town, they'd like to have fun too. I mean, the restaurants and the hotels around here really are luxurious. Like I say, it's a ski chalet. I mean, this is just an example of what this place is focused on most of the time, skiing and having fun. So no wonder the supervillains like to come here and have that lifestyle.